to us again. Praise the Lord. I can't wait to see what God's going to do. Say, God bless Brother Crowder.
God bless Brother Crowder.
Let's give God some praise. Would you do it? In Jesus' name. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, we can do a little bit better than that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good to have Bishop home in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. I have, amen, really enjoyed being here. I don't know really the crown jewel, at least to this point, is Lizzie getting the Holy Ghost. Well, I mean, you may not understand. Most of you understand this, you know, that was not an overnight venture that's been, amen, going on for a long time. But there's just nothing. It's almost like when a baby's born, you forget the pickle and peanut butter sandwiches. You know, because like a man child is coming to the world, amen, but. Hallelujah. We are so grateful to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Appreciate, amen, Brother Dyke, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Appreciate everybody that's come to this revival. Let's fill this place up tomorrow night. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in Jesus' name, amen. I'm thankful for the eight they've gotten. I'm thankful for the eight they've gotten the Holy Ghost and the five that have been baptized. Hallelujah. We appreciate God for everything He's done. And He's not done. In Jesus' name. But when I think of, you can be seated. I'm going to read a scripture here in just a second. Brother Andre, don't go to King James. Go to 1 John 4:17. If you can get it in the NLT, fine. If you can't, give me one of your modern versions. I'm going to talk here tonight from Jude, the book of Jude. And the book of Jude is about contending. Really, a lot of what I've been doing is preaching the same thing, just different angles and stuff. But tonight we're going to bear down on something here. Amen. But this kind of gets towards the end result. Praise the Lord. If you are here, amen. By the way, glad to have our folks from Hamilton Park here. Give them a hand clap. Praise God. Amen. If I remember last year, amen, a gentleman, he was baptized in Jesus' name here. And I believe somebody else got the Holy Ghost spoken in tongues. Amen. I won't point them out, but I'm pretty sure that happened last year. Amen. That cafeteria. Amongst the four that did get the Holy Ghost there. But the reason I point that out, amen, it's very important for us that as for an apostolic church, that is to keep the correct emphasis. To Paul, the emphasis of the day was establishing the mighty God in Christ. That there was one God. Amen. Because he was preaching in a world of mythology, such as Zeus and Apollos and Mercury and Diana and all those kinds of things. So his focus had to be one God. And once you got him into one God, then the rest was easier. That's, amen. He had that diversions from truth was only merely one sect, amen, that were the Judaizers, the ones that believed that you had to be circumcised in the flesh, amen, plus, amen, be born again. Now, so born again, we tried to nail this down. Born again, amen, is, according to John 3:3, and described in John 3:5, and given in detail, Acts 2:38. Amen. John 3:3, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If you have not been born again, you are not seen. You are seen physically, but spiritually, you are not seen. Amen. That's different than being religious. Now, of course, amen, Jesus says, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter to the kingdom. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. So that is the entrance. That is analogous to, amen, entering into the church no more. Praise the Lord. That's like coming through the door, and that's all that there is. Amen. But then there's the thing that gets you into the back end. Praise the Lord. In other words, amen, you get into the, you get beyond this life, amen, and you get into the other life. Now the default is hell. The default, hell is not permanent. Hell is only temporary, but it might as well be permanent because it is cast into the lake of fire, which is permanent. And that's important to understand that. Now, amen, to get into the far end, the Bible does give us a few, amen, standards. So today, amen, we put a lot of emphasis on the Holy Ghost, a lot of emphasis on baptism, because we need to, because there'll be people, even there's even people here tonight that somehow in your mind, you'll believe that here, but when you get at the family reunion and you get somebody that's got a stronger personality and has got a handle on the scriptures, amen, to the degree that they have it, they can kind of talk you out of it or bully you out of your belief. Amen. So you have to push. Amen. So we have to, but we have to emphasize water and spirit, and we give a lot of celebration to that. We've just seen an example of that. Oh, praise the Lord. But that should never be confused with getting in the back end. Amen. Now, this is the one scripture, and I'm pulling it up in another version. If you can put that up again. Amen. This is 1 John. First John, the 4th chapter and the 17th verse. Praise God. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence. Amen. Here it comes. Because we are like Christ here in this world. Hallelujah. Amen. Continuing. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. Okay. Now, this is... Amen. This is a litmus test. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. Amen. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. So what this is saying, you need to spend some time on this and look at it in the King James as well. But it's important to understand for us. And, amen, what we do can be delusional if you let it. Oh, praise the Lord, because we celebrate what we should celebrate. But it's like celebrating when your child graduates from first grade and ignoring the 12th grade. Because it's the 12th grade that it counts. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, amen. Lift up, feels like a good time to pray. Lift up your hands right now in the name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now. Right now, God, every scale to fall off our eyes in Jesus' name. Every wall to fall down. We declare the authority of the name of Jesus Christ in this house. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for this word. Thank you for the rhema. Thank you, God, for the logos. Thank you, Lord God, for people that have an unction to press for the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that our minds, oh God, tonight, oh God, amen, take a step up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and whatever it involves, and oh God, contending for the faith, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that every other priority fall by the wayside. Every, oh God, worldly, oh God, desire fall by the wayside. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm praying, Lord God, hallelujah, in this last days, oh God, when the times are short, we praise you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm reading Jude, the first chapter and the first verse. Amen. Now, as you're turning there, I'm just wanting to say that because it's going to sound like I'm kind of talking like pigeonholing one little section of what it means to contend for the faith. But in the broad spectrum of what we are after, it's about being like Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. So there's a lot of aspects to being like Jesus. And being that, amen, this is not something that is learned, amen, overnight. Praise God. I'll repeat it again. When you get baptized in Jesus' name, it washes away your sins. It does not wash away the way that you think. Oh, praise the Lord. So in Jesus' name, it takes a lot of work. There's a lot of angles to that. And when you as an individual or you observe somebody not changing, that's a choice not to enter in on the backside, because just having the Holy Ghost and baptism does not guarantee you, amen, going into heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. What does guarantee, amen, is being like Jesus. And so we press for that mark. Oh, praise the Lord. So that's not just for the preacher. That's not just for the apostle. That ought to be the goal of every young man, every daughter, every son in this place right now. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So in Jesus' name, understanding that, amen. Then Jude, praise the Lord, Jude, amen, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Verse 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common faith, the common salvation, it was needful, amen, for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend. Would you say that? Earnestly contend. Say earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Oh, praise the Lord. Now that sounds narrow, amen. But I'm telling you, that statement, there's a lot that's packed into that statement. Oh, praise the Lord. And I want to speak to you and call this contend for the faith from the man who almost missed it. Hallelujah. Contend for the faith from the man who almost missed it. Amen. And I really mean that literally in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'll describe it like this. Amen. So close and yet so far. Hallelujah. That's why I used words like, well, how can you be deceived in the house of God? Well, in Jesus' name, this was a man that was right there next door to it. Praise God. Now, in Jesus, lift up your hands one more time. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you, Lord God. We need your wisdom. Hallelujah. Open my mind in the name of Jesus. Purge my lips, oh Lord God. Let every heart, oh God, be receptive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you in advance for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God, for the falling down of religious spirits. Thank you, Lord God, for hunger and thirst and desire released right now in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. Now, earnestly contend, amen, is, amen, the focus, is the focus of this one chapter book. Literally, it means to compete for a prize. Amen. There's no crossing your legs in this one. Amen. There's no couch potato religion in this one. It is really competing for a prize, but figuratively it is contending with an adversary. Hallelujah. So in Jesus' name, there are key verses that as you read your Bible, that's why it's important to read your Bible. Your Bible is like a collection of energy pills. It will raise your intelligence about the things of God. Hallelujah. It will spur you. Amen. You pray and amen. Ask God to open your heart. Then you read the word of God and something comes inside of you. This is a process that you've got to engage in. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And earnestly is not really given a word by itself in the Greek. Amen. When you look at the English dictionary for some help, amen, you're looking at sincere and intense conviction. It jives with what the original languages are telling the church 2,000 years ago. Amen. But with a different set of distractions. The church has always had distractions. Amen. But, amen, probably a smaller set of distractions back then. There were no, y'all gonna get sick of this term. There were no cell phones pinging with every communication. There were no pundits, news pundits. There were no media. Amen. We got all sorts of media. They're coming up with new apps now. Amen. Hallelujah. Telling people how to think, telling them how they should be. Oh, praise the Lord. Those things are not accidents, because what was spoken and written, amen, concerning the prince of the power of the air is being manifested in this day and time in the air. Oh, praise the Lord. We gave you an example last night that I won't go through. But, amen, contending, amen, first and foremost is staying with the truth. Oh, praise the Lord. And the reason why I read this scripture first is because Acts 2:38 is only part of the truth. The truth is Jesus Christ. The truth is Jesus Christ. You're going to have to, if you want to get to him, sooner or later, you're going to have to go through a toll gate called Acts 2:38. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you got to put that in your heart, because when you go to a camp meeting and you say, we know the truth, amen, the Acts 2:38, you don't want to misapply it. Praise the Lord. Jude's words are strong. Jude's words are pointed. They're directed because he's got a fire inside of him. Amen. For impacting his readers. Oh, hallelujah. When you come to the epiphany that you almost missed it. Hallelujah. Amen. You become sober about your walk with God. You don't ever let every voice, every nature affect you. Oh, praise the Lord. You kind of drop the plow and you don't have to have, amen, the crowd's approval to do what you do. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you in the name of Jesus, there is a place when you're approaching that definition, hallelujah, that you're approaching the definition of being like Christ, amen, you've got to get as close to the place where people, amen, mistake you for being like Christ, oh hallelujah, amen, because, amen, of your nature, because, amen, of your faith, because, praise the Lord, and I'm telling you, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, there's a place that God doesn't give us something in the word that he doesn't empower us to do. Oh, hallelujah. So Jude is communicated to us that is essential that we of what you believe and that you believe in a world that has a Walmart of ways to convince you that what we are believing and what we are doing, amen, is non-essential. Hallelujah. COVID was a big deal. Hallelujah. And when government and when authority tells you you're non-essential, there's some non-thinking people that would comply in that in their mind. But I'm going to tell you there's but one God and his name is one. Oh, praise the Lord. I wish there was more amens on that. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Church is essential. It is the only place you can pay your taxes and still not go to heaven. You can stay on the right side of the road, never have a parking ticket, never have a traffic ticket, and still be lost. You can make it, amen, to whatever level in government that you want to be in. You can have a good reputation. Oh, praise the Lord. Not a dirty one like most congressmen have. Oh, praise the Lord. But you can have a good one. And still not make it to heaven. But I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, don't misjudge what you're in. Amen. Hallelujah. This goes far beyond the pews and far beyond the building, far beyond the decor. Amen. Hallelujah. You are in where the Spirit is and where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty. You are in a place where the Word of God is preached. Oh, praise the Lord. The Word of God is practiced in the name of Jesus. And in a little bit of push in our voice about it, because in the name of Jesus, there are people that are here that don't realize your importance to God when he shed his blood. Oh, praise the Lord. When you, amen, don't use it, then that means you mean that it's not worth it and that you're not worth it, but you are worth it. Oh, praise the Lord. And you're not going to waste it. Somebody praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So, hallelujah. And if the government didn't tell you you're non-essential, the devil's told you already. Oh, praise the Lord. And he's a liar and the father of all lies. So, Jude's, amen. Jude's mission here, hallelujah, stands in direct opposition to those kind of attacks back, amen, to people 2,000 years ago. Praise the Lord, because 2,000 years ago, there were people that wormed their way in, amen, into the apostolic church, and they had no desire to go forward, no desire to improve their spirits, no desire, amen, to understand the power, oh praise the Lord, that was given to them, amen. But in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, they were disintegrating the essentiality of the essentiality. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Even when you go back to the second chapter of Acts and look at what they did, Hallelujah. In the second chapter of Acts, it says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. But it didn't stop there. Amen. And it says, in fellowship and breaking of bread. We've got that one down. Amen. And in prayers. Oh, praise the Lord. And fear came upon, amen, every soul. Oh, praise the Lord. That the fear of God, amen, is not going to reach the community until the fear of God falls upon us. Hallelujah. That's part of being apostolic. And, amen, many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Oh, praise the Lord. In other words, amen, there's power in your hands. Not just when we gather together and put the oil on them. Amen, there's power in your hands. When you're on the job, there's power in your hands. Oh, praise the Lord. When you're in the supermarket, there's power in your hands. In the name of the Lord, we have a sick world. But I'm going to tell you, there's an answer to a sick world. It's a church that believes that God, oh, praise the Lord, they've got their own CVS. They've got their own Walgreens. In the name of Jesus, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, somebody, in the name of the Lord. Say, I'm a miracle. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's essential. Essentiality of a chaste lifestyle. A chaste lifestyle is not your choice or my choice. It is, amen, the choice of God. Praise the Lord. You know, if you've got something that really matters and you've got one shot to make it, oh, praise the Lord, you'll trim up, amen, for that job interview. You'll trim up, amen, hallelujah, when you realize that your job is on the, amen, on the chopping block. I'm going to tell you, friend of mine, we need to take out of the business world and put it into our minds. Amen. The mindset. Oh, praise the Lord, that we're after something. Oh, praise the Lord. I say we're after something. Every time we have something that we can celebrate. Amen. Every individual, amen, without being told by the bishop or the pastor. Amen. Amen. Take this and put this, mark it down. Praise the Lord. Review it. Hallelujah. Say, I'm not going back. State, amen, that I own this in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm going to prophesy over you right now. I'm going to tell you there are young men and young ladies right now, even old men and old women, amen, right now. There's power in your hands. There's unused power in your hands. There's healing power. There is devil shaving power. Come on. There's community changing power. There's enough in this church right now to change this side of the state in the name of Jesus Christ. If somehow every person gets a desire to be like Jesus. James is saying contend for it. The essentiality of being, amen, the essentiality for being taken up with loving Jesus. That's not necessary, and you don't have to do all that. Amen. That's the voice of hell. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Your flesh is your biggest enemy, not the devil. Hallelujah. But we bring every thought to captivity. Hallelujah. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Contending. Hallelujah for the faith. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. 1 Peter 4 and 17 and 18. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 4, 17 and 18. Amen. The Bible says, for the time has come. I've quoted the scripture most every service. Amen. For this time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, then what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And There's something about it, amen, when you start contending. He's talking about contending, staying with the truth. Oh, praise the Lord. Staying with the truth. Amen. Staying with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Staying with baptism in Jesus' name. Staying with holiness. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Let me just go a little deeper. Amen. Staying with the truth. How much does that truth mean to you? So when you hear in the religious world where they're baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, it's okay. They're throwing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How's your spirit? You got to build yourself up, friend of mine. Oh, praise the Lord. Paul did it. Oh, hallelujah. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. You cannot invent your own path. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. When you're baptized, amen. Are you satisfied with your child being baptized with feet out, head out, amen, nose out? Oh, praise the Lord. The Bible says buried with him in baptism. Hallelujah. If it's going okay to put it in a graveyard, oh, praise the Lord, and leave the feet out, amen, the root nose to rot, that's okay not to put them all the way down in the water. But that's what we do here. Oh, praise the Lord. And Bishop made provision for it. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Because it's important for you to be baptized and buried. Oh, hallelujah. And I know there's somebody that says, well, I was sprinkled. I know you meant well. Amen. I don't know about the man that did it. All I can say, if you've not been down the water in the name of Jesus, you don't need another Bible study. That's not the problem. It's that stubborn will. You got to take that will and say, I got to repent. I got to get down in the water in the name of Jesus. Somebody clap their hands unto the Lord. Somebody slap their hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, amen, contending is staying with the truth. Oh, hallelujah. What is about the truth? Amen. Amen. Paul says rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. And so when you understand that praise is part of this. Oh, yes. A lot of our references are from Old Testament. But then you filter into the New Testament. Hallelujah. Amen. If you love the truth, you just can't love the detail about the water, the detail about somebody speaking in tongues every once in a while. Oh, praise the Lord. Just one time. You need to be speaking in tongues every day. Oh, praise the Lord. I just got 5 people right now. Amen. You haven't spoken in tongues today, but every day you need to speak in tongues. Don't tell me you love this truth and you come this far in your day and you don't speak with tongues. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, amen. The man of God, the bishop, amen. The sister, amen. She dances up here and you can watch her and it's like, amen, a Broadway show. No, you need to get your feet to pattern. You need to get your move to food. Come on. You used to do the electric slide when nobody told you to do it. You used to do the boogaloo when nobody told you to do it. And you're going to sit there and grin at me. Oh, praise the Lord. Like a bump on a dill pickle. Oh, praise the Lord. Every once in a while, amen, you need to at least do it as much as the bishop does. Amen. You got to do the punch. If that's all you can do, do what you can do. Love the truth. Woo! Thank you, Lord. You can be seated, but get ready to jump back up because I'm not done. Oh, praise the Lord. Look, in the name of Jesus, look, we're talking about one shot to make it. Oh, praise the Lord. You've been deceived by your video games because that index finger has hit the mouse and, man, came out of blood and guts. Oh, praise the Lord. You played Battleship. You played some stupid, amen, war game. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, the ships come out of the water. The soldiers come alive again. And you say, let me go again. It's not that. When you're dead, you're dead. It's appointed for man once to die. And after that, the judgment. Oh, praise the Lord. You got to give it everything that you got. Look at your neighbor and say, you ain't sitting beside me if you ain't giving everything you got. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because contending. So what are you doing when you're praising? Anybody ever got healed when we were praising the Lord? Oh, hallelujah. Wave your hands. Anybody got healed? You didn't get the oil on your head yet. You didn't get the hand slapped on you yet. But in the praise of the Lord, all of a sudden the pain went through. All of a sudden the pain left you. Is there anybody in the back of the bus? Is anybody that knows what I'm talking about? That emotional pain, that anger, that bitterness that you built up against your spouse, amen, on the way to church, did it diffuse? Oh, praise the Lord. When you are worshiping the Lord, I'm going to tell you, friend of mine, there's power in worship. There's power in praise. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, buy the truth. Don't sell it. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, get it out of the yard sale. Take the tag off. Don't sell it. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, I'm not kind of too silly here, but in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Gathering yourself together. Amen. And so much the more as I see the day approaching. Hallelujah, God. Come on, you're not haphazard from your job. Oh, praise the Lord. You're not haphazard about that. You're certainly not haphazard about going to the grocery market. Come on. In the name of Jesus, there's a place, friend of mine. There are places that there are reasons why. But I'm saying, in the name of the Lord, the things that have got to be important in our heart, contend. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Contend. Push. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Contend for forgiveness. We don't have time for bitterness. Oh, praise God. Contend for it. Contend for it. I wish I had a few more people waving their hands. Contend for it. See, all these things are wrapped up in it. There's more. Well, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You got it for Acapulco, but you got a dime and a quarter for the church. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on. If you're here without God, amen, you understand about this. Come on. I'm saying God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you in the name of Jesus. Jesus paid everything. Amen. If you want to look at it like this, he gave it. He paid everything so, amen, so you can get in, but it's going to cost you everything to get in through the back end. It is. That's what this is. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Come on, young man. Come on, young lady. Come on, dad. Come on, mom. Oh, praise the Lord. When you look at yourself, amen, do you see Jesus or do you see Elvis? Come on, in the name of Jesus. I'm saying, amen, because all these things work together. Oh, praise the Lord. And this man contending is this. Contending is killing that second chance. Killing it. That's a young person's term. Killing it. Oh, praise the Lord. So who is this man that's talking? Why is he talking so strong? He didn't take two chapters to do it. He got it all done in one chapter. Oh, praise the Lord. What might be pushing him to press us to be intentional? Say that out loud. Intentional. Oh, praise the Lord. Say intense. Oh, praise the Lord. Intentional and intent. Never forget the goal. Hallelujah. He's the guy that puts his face in your face, and his salutation gives us a clue. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and the brother of James. Matthew, the 13th chapter and the 55th verse. Isn't he the son of the carpenter? Isn't Mary his mother? And aren't James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas his brothers? His is Jesus that they're talking about. So in Jesus' name, if you didn't know that Jesus has had brothers, amen. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 names right there. Oh, praise the Lord. Don't his sisters still live here in our town? How can he do all of this? So the people were very unhappy because of what he was doing. But Jesus said, prophets are honored by everybody except, amen, the people of their hometown and their own family. Oh, hallelujah. And because the people did not have any faith, Jesus did not work many miracles there. Now understand, amen. Now, Mark 6, verse 3, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, amen. I'm reading a different version, but you can follow along. Amen. And Joseph, and of Judah, and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. So the first set of scriptures I read you was from Matthew. Now this one was from Mark. Now we're going to John. John the seventh chapter and the second verse. Now Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. His brothers therefore said unto him, depart hence and go to Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. Amen. Fourth verse. For there was no man, amen, there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, amen, shew thyself to the world. Now these are Jesus' brethren speaking to him. We can see that in verse 3. Amen. They're speaking collectively with Jesus, to Jesus. And now this is the clincher. Amen. This is the collective, amen, thought pattern of all of the brethren. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Verse 6, then Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is already. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Verse 8, go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet come. Now, amen, you see Judas, amen, A-S, amen, and Judah with just the A, amen. Neither of these refer to Judas Iscariot, the one that betrayed Jesus, amen. The Judah and the Judas, amen, in these scriptures is the same man that is spelled Jude in, amen, the scripture that I'm reading from. Praise God. No one wants to be the next man to make the mistake that he did. You got to understand this. Amen. When we're reading, amen, in Matthew 13, Mark 6, and John 7, we are reading the man's idea about his half-brother. They were brothers, but they were half-brothers. They were the sons of Joseph. They were not the sons of God. Mary had one son, oh praise the Lord, who was born of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. His name was Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. And so his brothers and his sisters were all gathered, amen, with the same mind that they did not believe him. You got to understand, friend of mine, he was so close. He was his literal half brother. Oh, praise the Lord. He slept with him. He ate with him. Oh, hallelujah. Do you understand this? He heard about the miracles. He might have even seen some of the miracles, but because of the culture, because it was brand new, because, amen, it's so easy to get so familiar, amen, that you really kind of miss it. Help, praise the Lord. In other words, his mind was not of the spirit to see, amen, who was really next to him. Oh, hallelujah. Why would you bring this up, Brother Crowder? Hallelujah. Listen to me in Jesus' name. You can sit on the pew. You can sit on the beautiful mod pad. Oh, praise the Lord. But everyone needs to understand, friend of mine, there's no place where you can hang your hat on the wall. Hallelujah. And you can live on your laurels and live on your resume. It's all about pressing. It's all about pushing. There is a mark. You need to understand, we have not made it yet. We can live in fear and in faith at the same time. We can. Oh, praise the Lord. There's only one safe place in God. But this man, hallelujah, he was so close, but he didn't realize his soul's opportunity. Hallelujah. So why did he write like this? He missed it big. He missed it, and he missed it big. Frankly, friend of mine, hallelujah. The Bible doesn't tell us specifically as to when he changed his mind, but likely it was at Pentecost. Oh, praise the Lord. When Mary and his brothers gathered, amen, in the upper room, and they were recipients of the Holy Ghost. They were included in the bunch that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and all, amen, all of the, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Amen. Let me give you some more specifics. Oh, praise the Lord. The tongue of fire, amen, the fire, amen, came into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not just a bunch of groupies here. Oh, praise the Lord. The fire began to separate. Hallelujah. And there was some fire that set on the Fred in the house, and the fire that set on Caitlin in the house. And then the tongue, amen, amen, fell, and the fire set upon James in the house. And every person had his little piece of fire. Oh, praise the Lord. And when the fire falls on you, it gets personal. Oh, praise the Lord. It's not your cousin. It's not your in-law. It's not what used to be. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Every one of us needs that personal fire to get on us. So then the eyes of your understanding can be opened. Oh, praise the Lord. Is a man that in his mind, he said, I'm just glad to be here. I'm just glad to be here. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus rose from the grave. Amen. He has poured out his Spirit. I'm just glad to be here because I slept in the same room. I had no excuse. Oh, praise the Lord. I have no reason to name drop. I don't have to declare my name by his. I'm just glad that I can be a slave. He said, I was given another opportunity. My eyes were open. Are you hearing me? My unbelief was turned around. I could have been lost like everybody else. Amen. But I was blessed to see him not only as my brother, but to see him as the Savior, as the what he is. I'm a slave. He says, I'm a slave. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. You know how it is when you want, when, amen, you're having to bow down a little bit to your older brother. Oh, praise the Lord. And Jesus was the older brother. Hallelujah. Could say, I'm just as good as you. Oh, praise the Lord. And now he's been dumbed down a little bit, and he realized how far and how deceived that he was. And now he's speaking out of a heart that realized, oh, praise the Lord, how far I came, how near I came. I could have been like Judas Iscariot. Amen. Amen. But God didn't let me go that far. Oh, praise the Lord. I spoke against him with my lips. I didn't believe on him with my heart. There was no intensity about it. Oh, praise the Lord. But now, bless God, I got the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, I am a contender. Somebody jump up and say, I'm a contender. See, in a place like this, we can only do little tidbits to kind of give you an idea, but it's got to be you, oh praise the Lord, that takes those little appetizers, like jump up, lift your hand, praise your hand, clap your hands, amen, pray, oh praise the Lord, read your Bible, fast one day, fun one day is just maintenance, oh praise the Lord, you got to go after it if you want to kill that stuff on the inside of you. It takes that and a lot of word and a lot of prayer. Come on, people, in the name of Jesus. There's a reason why America is built, filled up with food. Come on, somebody. Okay, I know, don't go there. Oh, praise the Lord. Alcohol, drugs, oh, praise the Lord. The biggest drugs and reason why most people are sick is because of food. That's what puts them in the hospital. Oh, come on, somebody. But I'm saying in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, let's not look less than what the goal is. The goal is heaven. So now, King James uses servant. Oh, praise the Lord. Use the servant of Jesus Christ. Amen. That soft pedals it. But as I told you last night, they lived in a culture of slavery. Oh, praise the Lord. Check out Onesimus. Check out Philemon. Amen. Do we even a study of the age? There was everybody and his cousin has a slave or was a slave. Or, oh, praise the Lord. Don't connect the two American. Some people are still fighting the Revolution War. Not Revolutionary War, but the Civil War on both sides. Oh, praise the Lord. That's stupid. Oh, praise the Lord. Why get all caught up on that and not get caught up on the main thing? See, the devil knows what will get you. Oh, praise the Lord. The devil knows what can get you. Oh, praise the Lord. I've fought a good fight. I kept my course. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at three people say, stay on course. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, tell somebody else they didn't hear you. Say, stay on course. Get on course. Come on, say it right deep in their earwax. Amen. Say, stay on course. Get on course. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. He says, I'm a slave of Jesus Christ. That's all I need to be called. No name dropping. You know, I know him. He's my bruh. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. No. He says, I'm just glad to be here. Come on. Duck down a little bit. Say, I'm just glad to be here. I'm just glad to be here. It's like Gomer Pyle. It's like Gomer Pyle. Fooled me once. Shame on you. Fooled me twice. Shame on me. Oh, praise the Lord. James is saying, devil ain't gonna fool me twice. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, some of y'all didn't understand what I just said. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He rightfully and truthfully could have said, I am the brother of Jesus. And he could have put that in his salutation because he was. But he said, I'm just glad to be here, filled with the Holy Ghost. Baptized in Jesus' name. I switched sides. Oh, praise the Lord. I could have missed it like the other Judas. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to be roadkill. Look at somebody say, I'm not going to be roadkill. Come on, look back at him and say, do I look like a skunk? Listen to me. If you're a guest of ours, you need to understand you're in a place where people mean what they say. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're in a place where people are putting the pedal to the metal in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Different levels and different this and that. But in the name of Jesus, we are brothers. We pull up one another. We pull forth one another. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. That was a nice little patty cake. You could have slapped your hand better than that. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm not going to be roadkill because I know how it feels to have almost missed it. As much as you're witnessing a demanding, a pressing demand to stay true to the goal. See, loving Jesus is not loving Jesus, amen, until you're loving him for the purpose of making it. Oh, praise the Lord. And so, amen, as much as you see the demand to stay true, you are witnessing the mercy of God. You're witnessing the mercy of God. Because invariably, amen, when the word comes, oh, praise the Lord, the word, amen, is quick and sharp. Sharper than it, quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Not just one way, another way. Hallelujah. Because the whole idea is that it's better than the MRI. Hallelujah. Divides, amen, the joints from the marrow. And a discerner of the thoughts. Well, leave me alone now. No. The thoughts and the intents. So before the thoughts get formed, he's able to get down and let you to see your intent. Oh, praise the Lord. Our intent must to love Jesus with all your heart, with all your soul. Am I the only one that can lift up your hand and say, you know what? Takes a while to really understand, amen, how to get that down inside of it. Anybody still working on it? Anybody still working on it? Come on, anybody still working on it? Come on, if you're doing it like this, I don't believe you. Anybody still working on it? Anybody still working on it? Lift up your hands. Let's give the Lord some praise right now. Father, we praise you right now. We enter into your courts with praise. God, right now, you're giving us strength. You're giving us life. You're giving us more angelic help, Lord God. You're allowing the Spirit, oh God, to rise up in us in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody push right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody pray in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, add earnestness. Oh God, add strength. Add desire. Oh God, right now, this was not designed for us to make it by ourselves. It was designed to make it by our IQ. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we come, oh God, to receive, oh God, exactly, oh God, what you have for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is a supernatural church. It's built by supernatural power. Oh, praise the Lord. It doesn't stop when we first get the Holy Ghost. It continues in. It builds on. Oh, praise the Lord. Hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst. Oh, hallelujah. Where the hunger has waned, I'm asking for hunger and thirst to be released. Come on, somebody, let's push another 15 seconds. Hunger and thirst of the name of Jesus Christ that removes wrong ideas, that inserts right ideas, that give us meekness and wholeness and righteousness and purity. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where hunger and where thirst is released right now. If you'll push right now, there's another level that God wants to take us to. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for warring angels. Thank you, Lord God, for ministering spirits that are sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, thank you for the hunger that is newly being released to that individual tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead, let it go. Let it go. Come on, you can break out of the crowd. Let it go. Come on, you might take something home different. You either want it or you just want to talk about it. Come on, somebody. Let's go after it. The presence of God. You can forgive that person. I said you can. You can forgive yourself. Oh, praise the Lord. You've got the blood of Jesus. James says, I know what condemnation is like. Because I've been there. I put myself there. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I made my mess, but I didn't have to live in my mess. He took advantage of his second chance. Wherever you are tonight, he didn't walk with arrogance. Let somebody teach you something. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pride, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Where he almost brought him to disaster. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus didn't express to his followers, hey, you're slaves. But with humility, he was ruling. And Jesus and Judas knew it. And the crowds knew it. And, amen, he knew, Judas knew that grace had been extended to him. How can a man, amen, be breeding slaughters and murders and still have the grace of God? Because God saw beyond his actions and saw his intents. Oh, praise the Lord. My recommendation is right now, he's saying, get it right while you can. Contend for it while you can. Don't wait for somebody to tell you to contend. When you get up in the morning, amen, open your eyes. Don't turn the telephone on. Open your eyes and begin to praise the Lord. Don't start your day off, amen, with discussion about your finances or, amen, somebody done me wrong song. Come on, let that stay with Willie Nelson. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. If you've been given a second chance, my God, put your tennis shoes on. Get your slippers off. Hallelujah. Be a good soldier. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're a soldier if you sit by me. God, would you heal all this laryngitis, please? Let's try that one more time. Would you turn back the tape, Brother Andre? Oh, praise the Lord. Turn to somebody and say, you're a soldier if you sit by me. Isn't that fun? Oh, praise the Lord. But you just need to be the one to be thankful. Need the one to say, Lord, teach me urgency. Teach me earnestly and contend. Yes, I've been born again. And if you haven't been born again, you don't have to wait till I put down the microphone. You can have your sins, your guilt, your shame washed away. Contending is staying with it. Contending is working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2 verse 12. That means, amen, this is work, friend. The religious world will say, come in, sit down, praise the Lord, and just, sing the song and put your money in and whatever. There's all kinds of assortments. All you have to do is get on YouTube and the television. Praise the Lord. You know what? Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister, I've been asking for funeral music all week long. Let's give me some joy music here. Thank you. Amen. When I say funeral music, that's just kind of wake somebody up. Say, did he say what I thought he said? Yeah. That's all that's there for, okay? So I'm like, oh. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. While she's coming, just turn to your neighbor and tell him, amen. Go ahead and laugh. Your face won't crack. Thank you, Jesus. Even I think about this, amen, with fear and trembling. We need to ask God for baptism of fear and trembling. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Being confident of this very thing. Amen. Philippians 1 verse 6. that he which have begun a good work. Someone say, he began a good work in me. You got to tell that to yourself. You got to tell that to your enemy. Will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, another part of this. And, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us in Acts 10:38. And Jesus went about doing good and healing all those that are oppressed of the devil. Amen. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came but to seek and to save that which is lost. And all the praising and all the reading of the word and the fasting and seeking God. For God so loved the world that he gave. He loved the world, amen, before he came out of heaven. But the reason why he ended up here is because he had some go in him. Hallelujah. See, being part, amen, contending for the faith. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, I believe in baptism in Jesus' name. That's good. I believe in the Holy Ghost. That's good. But just as much part of that, amen, is praising, praying, reading the word, amen, listening to the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Being guided by as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. That's what the scripture says. That means, amen, you've got to develop the inner ear, not the one with the eardrum in it. Your spirit has an ear. If you don't train it, you'll be running stop signs. We need that inner ear for us to do what God wants us to do. And that's going to lead you, oh, praise the Lord. Amen. In the place where you are. Amen. To sick people, hurting people. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you're the only Jesus that they're going to know. And so in Jesus' name, amen. I was just up the road here. Amen. Just a little experience sometimes to kind of refresh you as to what you're about, you know. One little place, amen, and start to talking. I'll tell you, her name is Cheryl. I'm looking for her to show up here. Amen. If she doesn't, well, amen. But down at the BFF, amen, a cashier. And I say, hey, amen, let me give you something. Praise the Lord. You recognize that guy? Praise the Lord. And we get to talking and says, you know what? We've been having a wonderful time. Having miracles, people changed, people touched. She says, I'm a born again. I'm a Christian. Jesus is my Savior. I said, oh, that's wonderful. Oh, praise the Lord. So we've been getting to do a little deep dive generally. You know, we got a world that believes in those things but never read their Bible. Don't hire an engineer, amen, to build your house who has not read his math book, has not know anything about, okay, all right, speak up. We got the engineers here. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, you give him a ruler. Amen. Not even an abacus. You'd give him a ruler. No, let's do it. Yeah, give him an iPhone. They can't even find the calculator on it. Don't have them to build your house. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm saying in the name of Jesus, amen, when she came, when we left, she had tears coming into her eyes. I says, ma'am, you are living much less than what Jesus looks at you, has died for you for. Amen. So much pain that you're going through. I said, did you graduate from high school? Obviously you did. I said, do you think you graduated if you didn't read your math book, your history book, your English book? She says, no. I says, that's just one kingdom. Those kingdoms are not contained in themselves. Those kingdoms are given to us as teachers. The first kingdom that you have is family. You learn how to treat your brother and your sister, your mom and your dad. Oh, praise the Lord. Learn how to treat your spouse. In Jesus' name, you grow up. The next kingdom, amen, for a lot of us is the educational kingdom. You learn to be punctual. You learn to study. Oh, praise the Lord. Then there's the business kingdom. You get a job or start a business. You realize if I do these things right and I'm punctual and I, amen, treat people right like I learned to do in the family, hallelujah, then I can get a little cash money. Hallelujah. I don't have to have the Volkswagen with the hole in the ground and have to be like Fred Flintstone. Hallelujah. Isn't that simple? And then all those, then you got government. Praise the Lord. Oh, how we need help. Praise the Lord. And then all that is supposed to be the teacher that when God comes along, you learn how to hold your tongue. You learn how to give your tongue when you need to. And praise the Lord. You got it all in order. And so in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. When you lift up your hands, I know it's been a long time, but in Jesus' name, hallelujah. The ones that, amen, there's other ones that have come in, amen, James, amen, amen, Brother Fred's been working overtime, in Jesus' name, first several of the first timers coming here in the name of the Lord, Angel came in, there's people that are hungry and thirsty, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord God, this is all part of contending in the name of Jesus, well, you don't know my personality, God knows it, and he made you, there's people that only you can reach, those hands that are lifting up are hands that are Holy Ghost hands, those hands are registered in heaven, lift up your hands and look around and see the number of hands here. Oh, praise the Lord. Every one of those hands can hand out a poster and say, you know what? You can come in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Those hands can pray for that person in the name of Jesus that's standing beside you in the next cubicle. Come on, in the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Come on, let's pray in the name of the Lord. Stand to your feet in Jesus' name. Come on, young men, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is in this room in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Does anybody feel like contending? Can anybody feel like upping their game? Come on, in the name of Jesus, God's in this room. In the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's gather around the pulpit. Can you do that in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Get as close to the, amen, pulpit as you can. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come with your hands lifted up. If you want to, hallelujah. Let's draw near to God. Hallelujah, God. Come on, he's here right now, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's push through this in the name of the Lord. God's in this place. Hallelujah. This is the best day in the name of Jesus. When you get on the other side, praise the Lord, you realize, my, amen, I got purged. Hallelujah. I stayed on the wheel. I kept joyful. I kept believing. Oh, praise the Lord. I was able to lift one another. I was able to lift others. Hallelujah. There are people here that don't have the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't just close your eyes and leave them alone. Praise the Lord. You gravitate toward them. Hallelujah. Reach out to somebody in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Come. Come, ma'am. Come. Come, sir. Come. Come.